This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Former President Donald Trump will face an impeachment trial in the Senate soon. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer broke the news.
The articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
And that will launch former President Trump's impeachment trial on a charge of inciting the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building that led to 5 deaths.
A trial will be held in the United States Senate, and there will be a vote whether to convict the president.
The schedule ahead is still uncertain, but we've learned the former President Trump is now assembling his defense team. Members of his past legal teams have indicated they do not plan to work on this case. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. Senate confirmed retired General Lloyd Austin as Secretary of Defense Friday, the second cabinet nominee of new President Joe Biden to gain approval, and the first African-American to lead the Pentagon. Austin sailed through with overwhelming support from both Biden's Democrats and opposition Republicans, who voted 93-2 in his favor. The retired four-star general will be the first African-American to lead the Department of Defense and takes on the job as the Pentagon sees the need for greater efforts to root out racism in the ranks and give more opportunities for leadership positions to minorities. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and U.S. President Joe Biden are scheduled to speak later Friday to discuss their bilateral relationship. Russia and the United States drew closer Friday to extending a nuclear pact ahead of the fast-approaching expiration date of the last arms control accord between the former Cold War rivals. The New START treaty, which is due to expire February 5th, is seen as a rare opportunity for compromise between Moscow and Washington, whose ties have further deteriorated over recent cyber hacking and election meddling accusations.